Will the grand jurors in Georgia, who just returned an indictment against former President Trump and 18 others, will they be safe? We pose the question because far-right websites have targeted these jurors, posting what appear to be their names and addresses. And the reason these sites have their names is because of something we have discussed on air in recent days. In Georgia, grand juror names are listed on an indictment. Let's talk this through with Sam Greenglass of WABE in Atlanta. Hey, Sam.
Hi there.
Also NPR domestic extremism correspondent Odette Youssef. Hey, Odette.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Sam, you kick us off. Why are jurors' names right there in public on an indictment in Georgia?
Mary Louise, jurors' names are public because Georgia law requires it. Now, indictments don't specify how individual jurors voted or even what the final tally of that vote was, but there is no mechanism for sealing these names, even in high-profile cases. Now, remember, the big reason we have grand juries is to give citizens a kind of check on prosecutors, you know, to keep them from charging people with crimes just willy-nilly. Mm-hmm. And so many lawyers tell me how transparency gives everyone confidence in the process. At the same time, revealing jurors' names does not happen in many other states, and indictments in federal cases typically only name the juror foreperson.
Interesting. Odette, help me understand how all of this is unfolding online. What information exactly was released about these jurors?
Yeah, you know, I think the most concerning stuff, Mary Louise, has been the circulation of supposed full names, ages, and addresses of the 23 grand jurors. It originated on a far-right site where the QAnon conspiracy theory was born. It's now jumped to another similar site. And just yesterday, I saw that a user expanded on that information on one of those sites, adding some supposed phone numbers and email addresses, even a license plate number and a VIN.
Mm.
And, you know, aside from that, users on several far-right platforms have been sharing links to supposed social media profiles of these grand jurors. And it's important to remember that these are being shared in spaces where it is normal for people to use racist and anti-Semitic slurs and call for violence. And a lot of that language was being used about these jurors. And there were a lot of people speculating about their backgrounds. So there's real reason for concern about these jurors' safety.
Well, Sam, what's being done about that? What's being done to protect the safety of these jurors?
Well, the Fulton County Sheriff's Office has not said whether this grand jury received any extra security, though I've been told by former prosecutors that providing jurors escorts from the courthouse to their vehicles is pretty common practice. But that really does nothing to address the threat that we're talking about right now, having home addresses posted online. We've tried reaching out to many of these grand jurors to ask whether they got any extra security or if they've received any threats, but we haven't heard back. The sheriff's office says they take juror safety very seriously and are responding quickly to any credible threat. And we know that the FBI field office in Atlanta says it's coordinating with the county.
To step back, I'm thinking we've heard so much in recent years about threats, about harassment targeting public officials. These are jurors. But Odette, just how do you see this development in Georgia? Does it fit into what unfortunately may be becoming something like a new normal for America?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't surprised that they were doxxed, Mary Louise. I was surprised that their names were made public. And I think that's because it is the new normal in America. You know, we've seen a huge uptick in the last 8 years of threats against public officials, everyone from election workers to judges. For example, the U.S. Marshals Service has reported a more than threefold increase in threats and inappropriate communications directed at federal judges, court staff, and jurors between 2015 and 2022. I think what's different and concerning about this, though, is that these jurors are not public officials.
Exactly. You
know, this is not a risk they signed up for when they reported for their civic duty, as all American citizens may be called upon to do. So I think it really reflects how much the norms have changed in America. We're now really anybody can find themselves the target of political violence or threats, and seemingly from anywhere.
Sam Greenglass, is there any conversation beginning in Georgia about reconsidering this practice of putting grand juror names out there on indictments?
Yeah, you know, for weeks, the district attorney and the sheriff have been talking about the threatening messages that they have personally received since this probe began. And Even this very indictment focuses on two Fulton County election workers who were subject to death threats after Trump and his allies spread lies about them. So it is not surprising that grand jurors are now facing this too. I put that to Pete Scandalakis. He's with the Prosecuting Attorneys Council of Georgia. And he told me that transparency is a bedrock of Georgia's justice system, but it is worth asking whether it is time to modify this rule.
We have an interest in making sure that people are willing to serve. And if something makes it dangerous or makes people not want to participate, that is going to impact all of us as citizens.
You know, that's a concern. I also heard, Mary Louise, from people who work with courts to ensure that jurors have the support they need to carry out their function. You know, that unless courts and judges find a way to keep jurors safe, not just during trials, but after these proceedings, it could really skew the pool of people who are willing to serve.
Oda Youssef, NPR's domestic extremism correspondent. We've also been speaking with Sam Greenglass of WABE in Atlanta. Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.